This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. All right. Well, we've heard about the U.S. We've heard about Europe. We've heard about China. Let's put it all together now with Julia Coronado. She's chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us as she is every Monday. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So, Julia, let's start with some of the problems in the global economy that are causing so many jitters in markets around the world. The United States, we found out on Friday, of course, that just 69,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month. Does that change the dynamic as far as what we think about the U.S. economy right now?
Well, I think with the U.S., we need to be careful about interpreting the data that way. We knew that a record warm winter had pulled forward some hiring into the winter months at the expense of spring. Now we're seeing those weak numbers materialize. I think if we look through those numbers, the picture is, you know, the U.S. economy is not in fantastic shape, but it's still kind of muddling along.
What about China? A lot of worries about a slowdown in manufacturing there.
Right. The Chinese data have been consistently weaker than expected over the last few months. And I think both with China and other emerging markets, the worry is that we're sort of reaching the limits of expansion. These countries have been booming over the last few years, and it just may be that we're reaching the limits of that growth in some areas.
All right. Well, what about Europe? We've talked a lot about that with you. Lots of worries about whether the euro can stay together.
Oh, yes. And we will worry. We will worry on and on and on. There is no rabbit to pull out of the hat here. This is going to be a difficult circumstance. The recession is deepening, making the choices that much harder. But ultimately, these countries have to decide whether they want to hang together and tough it out or break apart. And neither scenario is easy.
Finally, Julia, let me just ask you about oil prices. I mentioned they're down to $82 a barrel. Is that something that could provide a sort of stimulative effect?
Yeah, I mean, this is a factor that helps cushion the blow of some of the bad news. We are going to see falling gasoline prices in the coming months, and we're going to see record low interest rates. And on the other hand, we have less support from the global economy. We have lower stock prices, but net-net, we're probably, again, still in the muddle-through territory for the U.S.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.